Chapter 4. Meanie Mick Meanerson. Friday. Tonight was not a good night. First, Miss Featherbottom told our class about the festival. The Bloomtastic Festival will be next Thursday. There will be 4 contests for you to enter, and I will be giving out prizes next Friday. Then she asked me to come up front. I was a bit nervous. As I flew up there, I told everyone how the festival is all about flowers. Then I told them where to sign up for the contests. Everyone was going Everything was going well. Awesome! Great idea, Eva! But then Sue Clawson said something really bossy. Why are you in charge, Eva? Who made you festival queen? My wings got all shaky. Everyone was looking at me. I did not like it. I'm in charge of the festival because, it was my idea, and I want everyone to have fun. I don't want anyone else to have to worry about getting things ready. Well, I should be in charge of the fashion show. My mom is a fashion designer. I've got that taken care of, but thank you, Sue. I flew back to my seat. Sue is always sticking her beak into my bus. And she is always so mean. Her name should be Meanie Mick Meanerson. One time, Sue told me my mom makes stinky sandwiches. This is true, but she still shouldn't have said it. Then Miss Featherbottom stood up. Settle down, everyone. I'm sure Eva will ask for some help. And I want you all to have Sue's excellent, helpful attitude. You're setting a wonderful example, Sue. Thank you. After I organized this amazing festival, I hope Miss Featherbottom will say something nice like that about me too. Wait, Diary, my night got even worse. After that, Sue walked over to me at lunch. Good luck building the runway on your own, Eva. You're going to need it. Meanie McMeanerson is so a mean. Is such a meanie. Before bed, I tried not to think about what you had said. I'm sure I can build a great runway. Right, Diary? Now I'm worrying about everything I have to do for the festival. This will be a busy weekend. Sleep tight, Diary.